Jostling is underway ahead of an impending federal cabinet reshuffle. The citizenship saga means the Prime Minister needs to plug holes in his ministry, and it's proving to be a difficult task for Malcolm Turnbull. There's pressure to promote more women, and regional Liberals have been lobbying for leadership spots. From Canberra, Lucy Barber reports.
There's more pain than gain in a reshuffle for the Prime Minister.
I've got to say to you, I'm glad it's him and not me.
Queensland Liberal MP Warren Entsch has seen a few cabinet reshuffles in his time, and he'll be watching the next one with interest.
There are lots of aspirational individuals there that believe that they've only come in to serve in ministries, and in many ways they're very much undercooked and often sort of got a very inflated view of the world.
A reshuffle's on the cards because of the dual citizenship saga. It's claimed two senior political scalps, former Deputy Nationals leader Fiona Nash and Tasmanian former Senate President Stephen Parry. There are two ministry spots to fill as a result, but finding the right replacements is tricky for Malcolm Turnbull. He's under pressure to boost the number of women in Cabinet. Among those likely for promotion are Karen Andrews and Jane Prentice. And with Stephen Parry's resignation, Tasmanian Liberals are lacking representation. But the complications don't end there.
We've made it clear to the leadership team that we want to ensure that the most senior decision-making table in the country, Cabinet, includes representatives with a connection to rural Australia.
South Australian Tony Passon is one of more than 30 Liberals who represent rural electorates. He says country Liberals are non-existent in Cabinet, and he's hopeful that'll change soon.
I'm confident that the concerns we've expressed have been heard loud and clear.
There's also resentment about the sweet deal given to the Nationals courtesy of the coalition agreement. The party controls cash-rich portfolios like infrastructure and regional development. Tony Passon again.
Well, personally, I'd like to see a balance which saw roughly similar number of rural Liberals in Cabinet as members of the National Party. Much more likely is one or two members of the Rural Liberal caucus in Cabinet and in the outer ministry.
He'd like to see Veterans Affairs Minister Dan Tehan and Assistant Cities Minister Angus Taylor promoted. But the ultimate decision lies with the Prime Minister, who's already flagged his enthusiasm for young, fresh talent. Warren Entsch agrees there's room for more women and regional Liberals in Cabinet, but he's cautioned the Prime Minister against ticking boxes.
In making these decisions, while you consider these issues, you've also got to make sure that those that you choose have that they're merit-based.
Liberal MP Warren Entsch ending Lucy Barber's report.